weeks of, you know, minus one, minus two, perhaps minus two and a half, some fairly lengthy periods. Probably Saturday night, Sunday morning, I think we got to zero around about 11:30.
Have you been able to tell yet what kind of effect that has had on your fruit?
Look, I'm hopeful that any damage is probably minimal, or, you know, maybe just on the periphery of the orchards. Most of our lake country's already been harvested, so there's not much fruit that's left that's in a dangerous situation.
So what are you doing at the moment to try and mitigate the effects of those frosts?
Oh, we apply a bit of water to keep things moist, and in the case of avocados, we've got frost fans. Yeah, cold conditions are severe enough. You can lose avocado crops. In fact, you can lose a couple of crops.
So what are your moves for the next few days, other than, I suppose, hoping for a bit more forgiving weather?
Yeah, I think you ought to talk to your weatherman and tell him to change the weather. I think the normal practices of good frost prevention, you know, that's all you can do, and hope you squeeze through it. I'm guessing, I don't really know, but I'm guessing that there'll be some hollows and maybe, some exposed areas around the peripheries of settlements and whatnot that might have had more severe conditions, but so far, so good, I think.
Tony Natale, table grape grower and avocado grower in the last couple of years. From Robinvale. Look, at this stage, we've gone through three severe frosts so far, but with the frost fans and we've been applying water to them, yeah, there is damage there, but minimal at this stage. But tomorrow morning, I think, might be the test where it's going to be minus two, they predict.
How is that damage sort of manifesting? What are you seeing on your property?
Oh, we've just seen the day or so after the burning of the leaves. Yeah, they just... they brown off and hopefully if you can get away with the odd burnt leaf, it's not too bad. But if you get 70-80% of the leaves burned, the whole plant will suffer then. I think it will probably end up dying off too.
So are the frost fans doing their job? Is that working in helping to sort of maybe mitigate some of the effect of this cold weather?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, for sure, because we've noticed that we have one section where we haven't got a frost fan, and there is more burnt there than what there is where the frost fan is. So, yeah, they definitely don't eliminate 100% of the frost, but they definitely do help.
Now, some growers I've been speaking to have been saying that it will be a few days yet before they can really tell the full extent of the damage. Where are you placed in terms of, I guess, evaluating what's really happened on your property?
Well, the last cold snap we had, it really takes 2 to 3 days before you can really determine how many are burnt or not. But, when you see them the day after, it's only going to get worse. You know, if you can see signs of frosting after 24 hours in 48 to 2 days' time, it'll definitely be, you'll see a lot more here. There's nothing much you can really do for frost apart from, obviously you don't work up your soil, and you've got your frost fans and apply water, and you have to be very careful when you do apply water, because it can get to a level where by adding water, sprinklers to it, if you haven't got enough volume of water yet, that can be worse. So you have to be careful with the water inside of things too.